Lake Louise. A skier outside the Lake Louise ski boundary had a lucky escape after being swept away in an avalanche and fully buried last weekend during a time of high avalanche danger. Two skiers were on Lapalian 4 outside the ski area boundary on Sunday, March 3, when the first person skied into the slope and triggered it, and then rode the avalanche for about 150 meters. According to Parks Canada visitor safety specialists, the other skier, who was standing in a safe location, then switched on the transceiver to search and soon noticed a ski pole on the surface. They say the buried skier's face was 40 centimeters below the surface, and after their airway was uncovered, the buried skier was dug out from a 200 centimeters hole, luckily escaping with only minor injuries including the loss of two teeth. James Eastham, a spokesperson for Lake Louise, Yoho and Kootenay, said the rescue team was called out and flew over the area. "We were stood down once we had confirmation they were able to self-evacuate," he said. Avalanche Canada's special public avalanche warning, which went into effect on February 29 for Alberta and British Columbia, has been extended until at least March 7. Backcountry enthusiasts are asked to avoid all avalanche terrain because of the extremely dangerous conditions. In recent days, there have been several natural, human and explosive-triggered avalanches up to size 3.5, with some avalanches running the full path. "Avalanche conditions are still quite dangerous," said Eastham, noting the potential for large natural avalanches as very real and human triggering remains likely. "There's been a number of close calls here where people were pretty lucky to get away with what they did," he added. "People should continue to avoid avalanche terrain and give the snowpack a bit of time to heal." As well as the Lapalian incident, there was also a close call with a skier-triggered avalanche at Chute 5 at Tumbling off Highway 93 South. The group reported on the Mountain Information Network, MIN, indicating the snow slid on icy ground with immense force and barreled down. The force knocked one of the skiers in the group of three off their feet, and was ragged-dolled for 150 meters into 6-foot-high trees, on the side of the main slide path. The reporting person said the skier lost skis and poles. No trauma injuries. "Very obvious outcome in hindsight. Many indications were overshadowed by great skiing earlier in the day. Poor judgment was responsible." Throughout the week, Parks Canada has been doing avalanche control work to protect roads and highways, including at Vermilion Peak, Simpson Area, Mount Stephen and Cathedral Glades. Between 50 and 90 centimeters of new snow fell from February 23 to March 2 in Banff National Park. Visitor safety specialists say this combined with strong winds has formed a 40 to 60 centimeters storm slab at alpine and treeline elevations. The weak February 3 facet crust layer is down 50 to 90 centimeters and exists up to 2,500 meters and higher on steep solar aspects, according to Parks Canada. The lower snowpack consists of several facet layers and depth hoar. The basal layer is weaker in shallow snowpack areas.